Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 50, A Clean Heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51, verse 10. Sit with those words for a moment. Let them arrive. David didn't write this from the mountaintop. He didn't write it on a good day, with the kingdom humming along and everything in order. He wrote it from the floor, from the lowest, darkest place of his life, after his worst failure, after doing something he himself could not justify or explain away. And yet, or maybe because of all of that, he opened his mouth and he prayed. He didn't run. He didn't keep pretending. He stood before God exactly as he was, broken and without excuses, and said, "Create in me, because there is one thing God never turns away, a heart that stops pretending." Humility begins exactly there, where pretending ends. We don't need to arrive clean before God. We need to arrive honest. David arrived honest. And that was enough for everything to begin to change. Now look at the word he chooses. Create. Create in me, O God. That is the verb of Genesis, the word with which God made the world out of nothing. David wasn't asking for a renovation. He wasn't promising to try harder. He was admitting that what he needed was completely beyond his own reach. A clean heart is not self-improvement. It is not willpower. It is a work only God can do. And far from discouraging us, that is the most freeing thing in the world, because it means you don't have to fix yourself before you come. You come, and God does the fixing. And there's something else in this prayer we can't pass over. David doesn't only ask for purity. He asks for steadiness, a right spirit, because he already understood that renewal is not a single event that happens once and lasts forever on its own. It is cultivated daily. Every morning you return and say again, "Create in me, O God." This is a prayer for today and tomorrow and the day after that. Sin has a quiet effect. We don't always notice right away. It clouds the eyes. Slowly, the clarity fades. Joy goes dim. Prayer starts to feel like going through the motions. God feels distant. But when the heart is cleansed, not when it becomes perfect, but when it becomes honest before God, the sight comes back. The joy comes back. God comes into focus again. That is what this prayer is offering. Not only forgiveness, but the restoration of vision. God is not asking for a spotless record. He is asking for an unmasked heart. And today, right now, you can give him that. So here is the call for today. Clear and direct. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before the day pulls you in every direction, pray Psalm 51:10 out loud. Not in your head, out loud, with your voice. And hand God one specific thing that is weighing on your conscience. Just one. Give it a name and say, "God, create in me a clean heart." He can do that. He wants to do that. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.